FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Representative Kurt Barr's in studio with us, and we were just talking about how, Kurt, basically a state rep office is kind of like, you're kind of like the ambassador from that district, and so you get to make your own rules up for your office. Within bounds.
Within bounds, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, you, obviously you want to, you know, get reelected, so you can't go crazy.
And if you're doing something too much out of bounds, I guess the thought is your constituents will not reelect you.
Exactly.
So yeah. Denise was saying, you know, can you have alcohol inside the cabinet? Like, yeah.
Well, it's how it ran for years and years.
Denise, back in the day, there's you talk to some of the old school lobbyists up mm-hmm. there who live in Jeff City and have spent most of their lives there. And, you know, just like anything else, lawyers get a bad name, politicians get a bad name. I started with the two things I am.
I know, so you're both.
Yeah, I started with the two things I am.
Yeah, we know, Tim.
Lobbyists get a bad name. Some people think I'm a lobbyist, but I'm not. But the lobbyists are great because they're very smart people and they have great stories. And some of the best stories were like back in the day when, by the way, the Democrats ran things. And you're talking like the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. Literally, the AB truck or the liquor truck backs up to the Capitol like every Monday morning to drop off the shipment for the week.
Wow.
Does not. It used to.
Mm-hmm.
It used to.
Cases at people's doors.
Cases.
This is before
so you could know what everybody liked.
Yeah, yes.
Before social media, before phone cameras.
Yeah. Before people knew.
Do you remember hearing about the famous state rep? I think it was a state rep, O.L. Shelton. You ladies ever heard that name? O.L. Shelton? Mm-hmm. So he was so famous or infamous, and his office was so infamous. His office got its own name. Club OL.
Oh, boy.
And what happened in Club OL? Everything happened in Club OL.
What happens in Club OL stays in Club OL?
Well, not really, but...
it got out.
But that, like Kurt said, without cell phone cameras and... Yeah, it was a little more... And the media was like the old school media. It was kind of like, well, as long as you're not doing anything... really illegal or really immoral, unethical, we're gonna let it slide.
It depends on which media some of them partook.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah. Denise, those were the golden years, as we called them. So
I want a job like that where I can go to my office and it's a club.
Yeah. Well, it's not like that anymore. Yeah. It's not as much fun, right?
The standards are much higher.
A little bit higher, more professional.
And I'm not saying you had to, you know, booze it up and party all the time, but
you could.
In this day and age, the problem is it's gone to the opposite. Okay, that's an extreme, right? It's mm-hmm. gone to the opposite extreme where now everybody's looking for you to pass gas the wrong way so they can photograph it or record it and put it on Twitter, you know? I mean, what a jerk. Yeah.
You have to be careful for every gotcha.
It's a gotcha.
The pendulum has swung the
wrong
way.
So, Kurt, you're termed out this year.
I am termed out.
What do you think about that? Are you happy, sad, wish it could go on more, had enough?
So I'm feeling free. I mean, the fact that I don't have to make that commute back and forth to Jeff City is something that's good for my family, and mm-hmm. so my wife loves that. It's the same thing as like when I got out of the Air Force. You know, there was that sense of service, and then when I left the Air Force, I felt a loss. Like mm-hmm. I wasn't able to serve again, and so I'm sort of feeling that I don't get to serve in the General Assembly. I was talking to some colleagues about, oh yeah, next year, by the way, make sure you focus on this, or hey, you know, ask this department about these questions in their budget because they're a little bit squirrely and they're hiding what they're doing. And you know, all that knowledge that I have, I'm trying to pass on to the guys who are staying around. So I feel like I could do so much more, but. You know, we have term limits.
It's the problem with, we always talk about this, it's the passage of the institutional knowledge. Kurt has finally figured out where all the bodies are buried, you know, and where the bureaucrats are hiding everything, right? And where they're doing bait and switch.
Oh, absolutely.
And, oh, we'll just wait Rep Barr out. Yeah, he's finally leaving. Praise God. You know,
the Department of Education is definitely saying that.
Yeah, because he was one of the guys, I think it's tedious, but Kurt loves it. He loves to dig into the budget. So I found those people out when I was speaker. I was like, okay, great. Then you do that, you know?
And, I don't want to.
Yeah. And so he really dug. And now you're like, just when you kind of have them where you want them and you can really start making them accountable to mm-hmm. taxpayers, mm-hmm. you're leaving. And they're like, woohoo.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're trying to pass all that on to the next person. Do you have a favorite successor up there? Someone we could give some props to that's really learning the ropes really well?
Well, Cody Smith just got appointed as the deputy or the
assistant,
the vice chair.
He's
just got appointed as vice chair
of
budget.
Oh, great!
And so in 2 years he'll most likely be budget chair, and he's a great guy, down from Springfield, really sharp. You would like him.
I've met him.
He's one of our conservatives.
Brilliant young man.
Brilliant guy. And then there's a young lady who Hannah Kelly from down southwest
Dent
Missouri.
County.
Dent County.
Hannah's great. I've had her on the Tim Jones Show before.
She is really smart, crazy hard worker, and good lady. Definitely focusing on the right issues.
And the NEA hates her, which means she's awesome.
The NEA hates her, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. So, Kurt, I think I can hold you over to the next one, but let me just kind of tease this up. Well, actually, we'll have you say, I've been teasing it up all morning, you are termed out, but you've decided, because the insanity has set in fully in your brain, to run for another political office. But this one at least is on the home front. So what are you hoping to do next?
So I am hoping to be the director of elections in St. Charles County. That's what I'm hoping to do.
Hey, in this day and age, we talk about elections and electoral processes, and we've got things like the Clean Missouri Initiative on the ballot that the left is trying to do because they can't win fair and square at the ballot box, so they want to change the electoral rules on redistricting.
Yeah.
So I think that has become a very important position. I know your predecessor, Rich Krismer, was a very well known entity in St. Charles, and it's a very powerful office, isn't it?
It can be. I mean, the whole democratic process rests on the ballot box, as President Coolidge once said.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Coolidge, one of my favorites. So. Now you're kind of an early bird, though, aren't you? Because you're in the trades, so to speak. You're an independent contractor guy. So
yeah, I'm getting up early is not my problem. You know, as long as I get enough coffee in me.
You just don't like to talk to people probably that early, right?
Morning is for quiet and reflection.
Yeah, not here.
Yeah. Amen, sir.
Kurt, did you hear the big story this week that drinking more coffee is better for you?
I heard that. I was so excited.
Me too. We all were.
Yes.
We were like,
yep.
Praise God, we're not going to die. In fact, we're going to live longer now, you know, because we're guzzling coffee.
If it came out the other way, we weren't going to stop drinking it either. So we just lucked out on that.
True.
Yeah. Hey, Kurt, before I completely use all your time up, what are the big issues that a director of elections has to take on?
Right. So the election authority is responsible to educate the public about the elections, what elections are coming up, to make sure that the votes are count it correctly and inspire the trust in the public that the elections authority can do it accurately, securely, and with integrity. So, those are the two major things that the election authority does. They make sure that all the poll workers are trained and in place. They find all the actual places. You go to your local school or the church down the corner to vote. It's the election authority that makes sure that those locations are there, that they have the ballots, that all the ballots are correct, that everything on them is correct, that they're counted correct. And so all of that behind the scenes process is what the election authority is responsible
You're
for.
You're the front line to guarantee our constitutional rights, so to speak, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. We're going to have Secretary Ashcroft on later in the show. And so you're really a partner, definitely, with the Secretary of State's office.
Yes, because half of what the Secretary of State is responsible for is elections.
Yeah, so very critical role. Hey, so folks who want to find out about you, your platform, how to donate to you.
Absolutely.
You know me. I've been fundraising for 20 years now. So, what's the website?
KurtBahr.com. KurtBahr.
Yeah, it's Kurt Bahr, as in BAHR. KurtBahr.com. The election is when?
August 7th.
Okay, that's Tuesday. Wow, that's almost a month away.
It's just about a month.
It's coming up.
Yeah, you've been knocking lots of doors, putting lots of signs up, all that kind of stuff.
Putting up signs. We're doing some more signs today. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, well, folks, go check out KurtBahr.com. He is state representative, hoping to be the future director of elections of the County of St. Charles, educating us on the electoral process. Kurt, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Tim.